Welcome, everybody. This is Mitch Meyerson, and we have got a special call today. I've been wanting to connect with a lot of people on my list around a few key topics, and today is the day we do this. So for you people live on the call, we're going to open up the lines a little after halfway through for questions, discussion. It's going to be an interactive call. And for those of you listening, you can't ask questions, but I hope you listen to the whole entire session. It's going to be about 1 hour long. Our topic today is a number of things. It's going to be around passive income, my favorite type, how to set up that, how to really understand and utilize affiliate programs so that you can generate multiple streams of income, which in my opinion is absolutely necessity. I'm also going to talk about partnership possibilities. I have a lot cooking I'll explain in a minute or two, and how we can maybe connect in a way that moves beyond just a subscriber to my mailing list or maybe a student in my program to becoming an affiliate or a partner. So we're going to get into that and a few other topics. You know, I've promised a few things in my webpage, and I'd like to cover them all. So we also have a few people on the call who are going to share some insights on the topic. They are people who, just like you, who are really out there, you know, doing their best to make a good living on the Internet, and they're doing well. I'm not going to pull the million-dollar people because, you know, the people with huge lists, well, it's a lot easier to achieve those goals. I want to talk to people like you who are, you know, working at it every day to improve so we can take that and get some strategies. Now, a little bit on myself. You probably know this, but I'll give you the bottom line on what's cooking for me in the next year. Short bio, as you know, if you've read some of my materials, my background's in music and psychology. I was a psychologist for 18 years, wrote 3 books on that topic. In 1999, got pretty tired of doing one-on-one, in-person, office-based consulting. Lived in Chicago and was starting to get to be a complainer about the weather. It just wasn't in my blood to be in cold weather, but I didn't know how to transition. Basically, long story short, is I started spending a lot of time on the Internet, and I needed to learn how to transition my consulting or actually counseling practice into a virtual practice. In 1999, I developed the Guerrilla Marketing Coaching Program because I learned that virtual coaching was truly an option, was smart enough to come up with an idea that guerrilla marketing coaching would be a need. But then I was proactive enough to approach J. Conrad Levinson and present the idea from the standpoint of what's in it for him. Okay, one important thing we can get into later about how to develop partnerships. And then once I got the green light, took major action on creating a 12-week program, have been teaching it ever since. We are on Guerrilla Marketing Coach 23 now. We have a number of people on the call from past programs. So that was the one way I got out there. But since then, I've learned a lot about online marketing. I wrote a book 2 years ago called Success Secrets of the Online Marketing Superstars, which I assume many of you have. Did quite well, even made its way beyond Barnes & Noble's and Amazon into Office Max for 2 years, which was really a great achievement on that. And then, since then, I've been really looking at more and more books. So this is the scoop, and this is why one of the reasons I want to talk to you today. I have 5 books coming out next year. Now, I know that sounds like a lot because it is. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how somehow maybe we can work together, how I can write 5 books without being totally overwhelmed. I have a book coming out in January with Mary Yuli Scarborough called Mastering Online Marketing. We just got the galleys, which is this beautiful layout. It's going to be a terrific book with Entrepreneur Press. And then in May, some of you are in this Guerrilla Marketing on the Front Lines will come out through Morgan James. It's going to be a big book because we've got 30 guerrillas making this a number one bestseller. The idea was a good one to get partnerships in creating a book. Okay, then in September, I just signed a book contract for Guerrilla Marketing on the Internet with Jay Levinson and myself and Mary Scarborough again. Because once again, when you find a good partner, you want to keep doing things with them. That's the 3rd book. 4th book, I'm going to be doing one on world-class speaking, partnering again with a world-class speaker. And the 5th book will be a psychology book. I cannot tell you the title yet because it's too good. but our agent is getting ready to pitch it. So at any rate, the point of the matter in telling you this is, first of all, if you see the theme of partnership, I couldn't begin to do all these. Even my first psychology books, I had a wonderful partner, Lori Ashner, who was a fantastic writer. She was a great writer. I was a great idea person. We put our heads together and made a whole lot. When I created the Guerrilla Marketing Program, J. Conrad Levinson, great brand. I had a new idea. When I created Product Factory and Traffic School with Michael Port, put our heads together. So partnerships is a theme, and it's really important. I think the four keys, I kind of just thought about this morning, if I were to make up four P's, not keys, but P's to success, the first P would be passion. The reason I am able to keep the momentum is because I do things that I'm passionate about. The second key is persistence. If I wasn't persistent about whatever I do, marketing or creating products, I would never be still in business. But I believe the persistence is fueled by the passion. I can't be persistent about things I'm not passionate about. Third key is what I've been saying all along, partnerships. So we're going to talk about that today. And then the fourth key, hopefully, leads to profits. Passion, persistence, partners, and profits. I want to get into some of these today. Now, with these opportunities opening up, I want to, first of all, engage you, hopefully, on some content, and hopefully even just listening to me talk about partnerships. A lot of my new partners are not big, huge list people like Jay Levinson. I have four partners on the call today who were students in my class. At some point, we're going to check into these people. David Scarborough, who is now our affiliate manager. We're going to be developing our affiliate program quite a lot, so he's going to be talking a little bit today. Carl Lumen, and this is just to tell you that the people I meet in my classes, there's always standouts. And the four people I'm going to introduce are standouts. It's the 80-20 rule about success, only it's really more like the 90-10 rule. I'm sure you all know this. There's about 10% of the people who are just always standouts. Well, I keep my eyes open for those people, and hopefully we're going to find some more on the call today. So Carol Lumen was in Product Factory, just over-delivered. She's now co-leading the Guerrilla Marketing. Well, not co-leading, but she's assisting with the Guerrilla Marketing Coach Certification Program. Leslie Hamp, total stellar standout. She was actually a student in one of my classes. She co-led the class, and she's a brilliant PR marketing specialist in her own right. We partner on projects. And Peggy Mura, who I'm sure you're all familiar with, has been my virtual assistant for about 8 years, but now she's in her own right hugely successful in developing a tremendously big virtual assistants business. But these are people who are basically students who stepped out and put it out there in a way that was so visible that I say, let's do something together. Well, I'm engaging that to all of you on the call or all of you listening. If you're a standout, proactive person, this call is for you. Now, before we get to introducing and talking to some of those people, a couple words on what we're going to get to in content today. In order to be successful, and I assume most of you are trying to build a business over the Internet, products and services are essential. You want to have a product that, you know, will position you as an expert, and many of you have gone through the Product Factory course around that. You want services that are truly helpful to people, but you have to have a marketing message that will allow people to say you versus 20 other people who are doing it. So marketing is always a really, really key skill to develop and refine and become an expert at. But what I want to get in today is you've heard a lot about that stuff. I'm not going to talk about product development. I'm not going to talk about marketing that much. I am going to talk about multiple streams of income. I believe this is absolutely essential. In my own business, literally, truthfully, one-third of my income is through affiliate programs, and it is passive, and it is most of it is reoccurring. Some of it isn't, which means every month I get checks in the mail without fail. Now, how did this happen? It happened because early on I realized that to just sell my time or to sell a single product of someone else, well, it was a lot of work, but a single product, you sell it once and then you have to go to work again and try and sell it again. Now, that's good if there's a great product and it totally ties into your target market and the person who's selling it, you know, you can use some of that. But we want to talk about developing streams that are recurring. just like your phone bill. You know, you're paying that every month. You're paying your rent every month. So I think by far the best type of auxiliary income is recurring. So what we're going to get into today is how we can understand affiliate programs a little bit better, how you can set up some recurring income. Now, affiliate programs, and I'm going to invite some of my guests to chime in a little bit on these topics. First of all, affiliate programs, I want to give the basic definition, then I want to invite David Scarborough, who's our affiliate manager, to just, you know, throw in some thoughts on what an affiliate program is. But I'll give you a simple thought on it. Most of you know this, some of you don't, but it's essential you really tune into. I want to put your head today around affiliate income because it is alive and it is well, and it is in some ways easier than selling your products or services. Let me say this one more time. Selling other people's products can be easier than selling your own. And especially if the affiliate products totally tie into the group of people you are marketing to already. Affiliate income, very simply, is you're selling someone else's product, but you're selling a product that has already been tested, proven, is great quality, and it has a sales process on the web that has already been tested. So you're going to sell someone else's product when they've already done the work. Now, assuming the product is relevant to your target market, this is something to get on board with. So essentially, you're signing up for an affiliate link for someone else's product. You are then placing it on your website or your email promotions, and we'll talk about how to do that. And then if it ties in with your target market, they might just click on that link, and you just will get checks in the mail, especially if it's a recurring product. Okay, now, David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
David, welcome. And, you know, you talk about partnership things. You and your wife, Mary, stood out for me in many of my classes, and now we're doing a lot of work together, including two books. Can you give us kind of in a pretty succinct way why you think affiliate programs are important and how they work for you?
Sure. And believe it or not, FedEx just came to our door, and I'm holding in my hands Mastering Online Marketing. So it's the book that you were just talking about that Mary's doing with you.
Cool.
And the partnership relationship is so important in getting anything done. And when you mentioned your time, how you're able to do so many things and not feel stressed and overwhelmed and be able to accomplish 5 books, I mean, that's pretty incredible. And the thing that it is you're actually leveraging yourself in the other people's opportunity. And I like to think of it as you've heard the term OPM, other people's money. You can borrow money to buy a house, a car, or stuff like that. OPT is leveraging other people's time. People have already, like you said, gone out and put that product on the market. They're looking for a way to share that with other people and other ideas. And it gives them the opportunity to express their marketing concepts in a way that you can use to benefit yourself with. So other people's ideas, you know, somebody comes up with an idea, they develop the product, and boom. You've got an instant opportunity to go out. And all of us, I know, we've gone to a restaurant or we've gone to a movie and we've told somebody about it, but nobody ever pays us for it. Hey, it's a great restaurant. I love that dinner. You got to go try it. But you are not compensated. But the beauty of being an affiliate with someone that's got a product that's proven and tested is you have that opportunity to go out and spread the word of mouth, whether you put it on a website, put it in an email, send somebody a postcard, however you decide to do it, and if they elect to go out and take action on it, you can get paid. And if it's something set up like what we're going to talk about later today, Easy Web Automation, which is a recurring product that people are paying for on a monthly basis, which I use. I use Easy Web Automation. I have 6 products on there right now that I deliver to people, and it continually works for me, so I continually pay my monthly bill of $79. It's a huge multiple stream and what I like to call affiliate income, multiple stream of affiliate income, where you can go out, pick a good product, really put it to use by doing and using it yourself, and then go on and promoting it in all of your daily activities. When you run into somebody and they say they're thinking about putting up a website on the internet, and you can say, hey, are you going to attach a shopping cart? here, try this one. And so it becomes very, very easy.
See, the beauty of this, a product like a shopping cart, how many people do you think are coming on the Internet every day, every year? Do you think it's increasing or do you think it's decreasing? Well, obviously, just look at the YouTube political debates. In other words, the entire landscape of our world is coming on the Internet. And that means kids who are 5 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old saying, web, web, web. They're coming on MySpace. But then when they grow up and a little bit more and say, I want to have a real solid business on the Internet, well, what are they going to need? They're going to need a solid website. They're going to need some good strategy skills. And many of them are going to need some e-commerce, like how to take money, how to create databases, how to build a mailing list. This is exploding exponentially. The reason I'm excited about the Easy Web Automation type of product is because it's right on the wave of explosion, and it has been for a while. That's why I'm doing extremely well with it. So right now, take a look. If you're multitasking on the web, go to EasyWebAutomationVideos.com. EasyWebAutomationVideos.com. There is a link to our affiliate contest and all this. Now, we're going to not pitch you on Easy Web. I encourage you to do it. We're going to talk about how you could expand your business model to include this or other affiliate programs. So, David, thanks for sharing that. It was interesting. And the reason I'm excited to have David Scarborough on board is I do a lot of things on my own, but I have not been managing my affiliate program effectively. David's going to be in charge of this. He's going to offer support. We're going to give you tools. We're going to support you in making sales. So, David, I'll check back with you in a minute, okay? Leslie Hamp, are you on the call?
I am, Mitch. Hi.
Leslie is one of my favorite people. She's, once again, these 10% of the people who jump out and you say, oh, my God, she keeps getting in my face with success. So, Leslie, just tell us, and by the way, David, I want to really acknowledge these people. David, your website is what, SMAIC, strategicmarketingadvisors.com?
Correct. Yeah, you'd have to go to strategicmarketingadvisors.com.
Okay, if you want to check out David. And Leslie, you're from boostyourbottomline.com?
That's right, boostyourbottomline.com.
Tell us a little bit. You're one of these people that a lot of people are thinking, well, she's just kind of one of us, but she's a little bit more successful. How have you used affiliate programs or shopping carts to your advantage?
Mitch, I really love this affiliate program and the shopping cart, and I have worked my whole career in PR and marketing, but I had a real learning curve when it came to offering programs and services online. So that's when I jumped on Easy Web Automation and started creating some products and using Easy Web Automation. If you go to boostyourbottomline.com, you'll see a Marketing Mastery Success Kit. And my partner, Holly George, and I keep updating that because it is one of the easiest things to do in Easy Web Automation. So we see what's working for our clients, and our Marketing Mastery Success Kit gives people solid skills, and it lays a foundation so that we can work with them. So we keep adding to it, and it's a snap to add things. So now we have a couple of audios on there, a special report, our e-zine. So five different things when you go to boostyourbottomline.com and sign up for the Marketing Mastery Success Kit. And each time we see what's working, we tweak it. We get positive feedback. We've then created four different programs, Fast Track to Marketing Mastery programs. And again, we have pulled together all the pieces that we know from our marketing, PR, and advertising background, created this into step-by-step programs for people. So each program consists of a number of pieces, several audios, templates, e-books, a number of free bonuses, special reports, things like that. And what I'm getting at is that every piece we have been able to add because of Easy Web Automation.
Cool. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate it. Now, this is the deal. We're going to get in a lot more content here. I'm looking on the end of this call or in a couple of days of 10 super affiliates. There's no fee. There's no nothing. I just want to partner with proactive people because I've got 5 books coming out. I don't have the time or bandwidth to do a lot more than those things. But when I, you know, Leslie, David, and you out there, if you want to really start increasing your affiliate income, we want to talk to you, David or I. And basically what that looks like is we want to make a commitment within 1 year to have a new income stream of at least $1,000 a month, okay? And that is not that impossible, especially if you're focused and you have a support group around this thing. So we want to talk about that. And also we have a contest. This is going to be really fun. One of the books is coming out that I think is going to be very, very big is Guerrilla Marketing on the Internet. I'm writing with Jay Levinson and, as I said, Mary Scarborough. We have an opportunity because guerrilla marketing is very much about partnerships. We call it fusion marketing. We're having an affiliate contest that starts today, and that means if you sign up for the Easy Web Automation Affiliate Program, which is free, it's a no-brainer, you can get to 1, 2, 3 of it on EasyWebAutomationVideos.com. There's a top link that says Affiliate Contest. Go click there. Check it out right now. You sign up for the affiliate program so you know how to do that. You then will take you step by step through what you need to do. And the winner of this contest, okay, the book is due March 1st. Mary and I are going to be working pretty hard. The book has to be turned in March 1st. We're going to end the affiliate contest in the month before that, and we will designate that really clearly. The person who's made the most sales of the people who have signed up will be in the book as our top affiliate with your website, and we'll put you out there. There's no question. We'll talk about the contest. It's going to be a section of the book, the Guerrilla Marketing Affiliate Contest. You are going to be the winner with your website. If you think that'll help you, please jump on board with this. And there are other opportunities, too, in other books as well. So that's our affiliate contest. And go to, once again, EasyWebAutomationVideos.com. Click on the link on top that says Affiliate Contest. And jump on. What you want to do, essentially, it has a simple 1, 2, 3. And by the way, you'll notice if you read that page, the affiliate contest page, just want to note one thing. If you're the winner, you get in the book. But if you scroll down, it says instant reward. When you make your very first affiliate sale after October 1st, you'll immediately get the Guerrilla Marketing Jumpstart program with 6 audios and 150 pages for $247 for making one sale. I just want to get you off the bubble. And in the light of transparency, Easy Web Automation is my private label of the One Shopping Cart system. It's possible you're on this call and you already own the One Shopping Cart system by Tom Antion or Alex Mandozian. We can name all the private label partners. Maybe you have Cartville. Maybe you have another cart. It's all the same system. They may not tell you that, but I'll tell you that. Still, you can jump on our affiliate program, even if you have the cart from someone else. And if you don't have the cart, go sign up for it. It's the best thing going, in my opinion. Okay, so we want to talk about a couple things. Why is it important to have your own shopping cart? Now, for those of you who have it, we'll keep it short and sweet. But this is the beauty of it. If you took away my entire business, I could probably rebuild it. But do not take away my database, okay? I've been building it for years. With the Easy Web, One Shopping Cart system, you have unlimited databases. You know, when you guys called to sign up for this call today, and this is how my strategic thinking goes, I have probably about 40,000 people on my master list. I was curious as to who is interested in affiliate income. That's not everybody. So we have about 240 people who opted in for this particular call. That is a separate opt-in. It is on a separate sub-list. Now, sub-list means you can create individual databases for any event. That creates an opportunity for targeted marketing. Targeted marketing is the key. Just like you want to have a niche of people who are interested in what your specialty is, you want to have different events on different lists. I even have a list for Mitch Songs. You know, if you want to hear my music, I have about 300 people on that list. But I have bigger lists. When I created the Online Marketing Superstars mini course, I have about 17,000 people on that list. And that list was a sequential autoresponder or mini course, which is a powerful tool that some of you I'm sure use and some of you are thinking about using. With a system like this, it's a piece of cake. Peggy, are you on the call? Peggy Mura has been my virtual assistant for about 8 years. Are you on the call, Peggy?
I'm here.
First of all, thank you for being the best virtual assistant I know.
Oh, thank you.
But you and I have been tinkering with this card forever, have we not?
We have. We have to use this card.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but I'll tell you, I couldn't live without it. When we created that, you remember when we created the Online Marketing Superstars mini course?
Yes.
How hard is it, you know, once again, I'm not leading you to say everything is easy, but how hard is it for someone who's new to the system to learn how to do an autoresponder or a sequential autoresponder?
Well, it's really not hard at all. I mean, just like with everything, if you're not used to it, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But, you know, once you have it down, then you have it. You know, when we created the autoresponder series, you set up your autoresponder. You name it online marketing superstars, whatever, and so then your database is set up. All you have to do is go in and you add the messages. You can add one message to go out as soon as someone opts in. You can add a second message to go out 2 days later. You can add another message to go out, however many days after that you want. You know, one thing, it's really flexible. The one of the really great things about the, Easy Web Automation is that you can set up as many messages to go out as you want. It can be 3 messages. It can be 300 messages. In fact, I was working with one client, and we had messages going out every 3 days for over a 3-year period. And the shopping cart is so flexible, it will let you do that. But, it's just really easy to set it up, and the great thing is you set it up once and you're done. When someone signs up, they're automatically added to that database. They get the first message, and they get the second, and then they get the third, and you don't have to do a thing, after that initial setup.
Cool. If people are technophobic and they sign up for Easy Web Automation, do you have a pretty decent rate for just a setup?
Sure.
You can help them.
I do.
You've done that with a number of people, haven't you?
I've met with several people.
And
it's pretty quick. We can get a cart set up in, hour and a half tops.
And that's one time, set it up and go, huh?
Right.
So if they want to reach you, PeggyMura.com, is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, Peggy knows everything about this card. We've been, and so do I, for that matter, and so do most people. The thing I found out is the first 40 minutes is, oh, really? And then after about 40 minutes, oh, you mean it does the same thing in every module? You mean it's all integrated? You mean when I input this data, it goes to every part of the cart? They go, wow, that is cool. And after about 40 minutes, it's like, oh, okay, got it. And then, learning curve a little bit on deeper elements. But thanks, Peggy. I appreciate you. And we got to partner on more stuff because Peggy is just like a real symbol of success on the Internet. Started out by herself and now has too many people working with her because I don't get quite enough Peggy anymore. But, but that's okay. So just a couple of the elements of this. And here's a strategy point for you guys. Everything, you can have all the tools in the world, but if you don't have a marketing strategy, it's not going to matter. This is what I did with the sequential autoresponders with the mini course. And you can rip this off. Let's say you want to do a little book on your topic, and it doesn't have to be a published book, it could be an e-book, and you interview 8 people in the field. Maybe you're in the green world. You interview, people who are great at environmental issues. Now, what I did was I interviewed the online marketing superstars. I put the little pieces of content on each email, and as Peggy said, separated them 3 days delay so that people didn't get them right away. But this is the strategy, and this is the affiliate income strategy, folks. I specifically picked people in my book who were selling things, and it wasn't hard on the Internet. I signed up for their affiliate programs, which probably took me 5 minutes. I got an affiliate link. I put the content of, say, Marlon Sanders or Yannick Silver or Alex Mandozian, which was great content, and then at the bottom say, if you want to, check out this cool product. Well, it's an active link, but what's the link? It's my affiliate link. If you go through my mini course, you're going to see affiliate links all over the place. And it's not because there's because I believed in the products. I didn't pick any products that I didn't totally like. But as David said a while ago, when you refer a restaurant, you don't generally get a commission. But when you refer someone, when you refer to a product, you can essentially get a commission, right? So what I did was I had a mini course, and you can do this too, where you actually feature people who have affiliate programs. Embed a link. You know, especially someone who's got a book coming out or got a good campaign coming out, put them on a mini course. That's where the system shines. Okay, and you can create unlimited autoresponders, unlimited products. You can track your ads. It integrates with PayPal, merchant accounts, all that sort of thing. And it has an affiliate module, so you can actually create your own affiliate program, which is what we're doing with you guys right now. So it's all cool. If you're interested, go to just sign up for it. And one other thing, if you sign up, and once again, we want to not make it this open-ended, but if you sign up by tomorrow night, on that page, Easy Web Automation audio videos, there is, I will give you a whole bunch of stuff. Just go read it. It's like Toolkit. It's a program I did with Alex Mandozian. It's Superstar's book and a 30-minute consultation with me. But that's time limited. Okay, I want to get into some more content, and then we're going to open it up for questions. If you have any questions, start to log them. I want to talk about this concept of students to affiliates to partners. Alex uses this, and I also believe in this. When you get to the level I'm at, you tend to have a lot of courses, my certification program, product factory, traffic school. You start to engage with a lot of students. About 10% are standouts. I hope you're one of them. If you invest and do this affiliate program, Peggy and I track this stuff a lot. We're probably going to look after this call to see who signed up for our affiliate program, and it's got your name on it. I'm going to say, wow, Shell Horowitz signed up for the affiliate program. Cool. He sounded like a good guy. He's emailed me before. And if he says he wants to promote this thing, this guy has gotten my attention. In fact, any of you would have my attention if you were to say, I'm on board. I want to become a super affiliate. If anyone sends me an email that says, Mitch, I want to be a super affiliate, I will talk to you on the phone. Because I want to build partnerships here with people who are motivated to get recurring passive income. Just send me an email saying, I want to be a super affiliate. You and I will hook up with David Scarborough, and we will get cooking. I want 10 super affiliates from this call, if possible. And I want to talk about another person who shined from complete unknownness to, I want to partner with you. Kara Luman, are you on the call?
I am indeed.
Let me just say a word about you, and we'll keep it short and sweet, because Kara was just a student in Product Factory, never knew her, never really met her. Of course, she was enthusiastic. She put it out there. She posted on discussion forums. I'm saying, wow, she's pretty cool. She became a team leader on Product Factory and then won the competition because she is a proactive, go-getter person. I said, wow, that's a person I want to partner with. But more importantly, I noticed she had signed up for Easy Web Automation Affiliate Program and has made a number of sales. And I said, oh, boy, okay, I'm a fan. I said, Kara, do you want to join me in the next Guerrilla Marketing Coach Certification Program? So she went from student to affiliate to partner. So, Kara, can you say just a couple things about, you know, where you're at with your business?
Oh, absolutely. I'm an internet marketing coach, and, you know, EasyWeb is the core of anything you're going to do on a website. So this is a very organic process for me to help people as they establish that to go into EasyWeb automation. And it does everything. When I first signed up, it's like, oh, this is so big. Can I really get this big? So you want to think big about it, but it's going to grow as big as I want to do that. And I'm a writer, and I have tons of digital products. So I needed the digital download, and I love it because I can write an ebook and put it up there and make the sales page and have the affiliate program and go for it, and so easy to do. And I do have affiliates, and that's wonderful. When I get to launch a new product, I get help, and they get money in return. And you talked earlier about how it categorizes for you. I have two separate types of e-magazines, and I can, you know, send to each one of them, and they have different kinds of messages. And my website is karaluman.com. Hey, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
That's right, and that's because you're a guerrilla marketer now. So
I'm a guerrilla marketer.
You couldn't avoid that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So you're saying karaluman.com, and I'll underscore it. Great. Thanks, Kara. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So there's so much to be said about internet marketing. You know, I could have done a lecture today with the five this and the seven this, and, you know, go read Success Seekers Analyze Superstars. It's got that stuff in it. What my purpose on this call today was engage you one-on-one. Do you want to – there's two things. Either if you sign up for Easy Web Automation, you get all those bonuses. You got to sign up, though, for the basic or the pro package to get the entire bonuses. Just do that. Go to Easy Web Automation videos. Or if you've got it or you're not interested in it, you can still become an affiliate if you want to. And the reason I would look at this as a longer-term decision is in the short term, yeah, you may need to pay the rent and you may want to sell some products. But if this fits you, that you want to have a business on the Internet for the next 10 to 20 years, which is totally my situation, you want to start engaging affiliate recurring income. And I'll tell you why, in my opinion, this is the best way to go. First of all, it's a solid system. The company was just bought out by a bigger company. They're growing. There's more this. There's more that. But that's not the reason. The reason for me, and follow this simple logic, folks, let's say I was an affiliate for an audio product. Okay, it converts MP3s to Flash, which I am, by the way. The challenge around that is, what if a better audio product comes out? And by the way, that audio affiliate program was recurring, so I like that. But then all of a sudden, someone else came out with a better one that's cheaper. All of a sudden, all my people I sold to are dropping out. They're changing to another product. Now all the work I've done selling them out the window. Or if I sell a single ebook product, that's great, but once again, it's one product. I have to keep working. The reason Easy Web Automation and this type of one shopping cart system is the best is very simple. When your clients or you or me puts their database on a system like One Shopping Cart Easy Web Automation, that is their lifeblood of their business. They are not apt to say, oh, don't like it this month. Because the problem is, if they switch over to another system, Constant Contact or whatever, they're faced with a double opt-in situation. And that means once people have a business on Easy Web Automation, is even if they're frustrated from time to time, the thought of leaving it is essentially giving up your business or having them double opt into somewhere else where they're going to lose way a huge part of their list. You know what it's like to send to your list and say, could everybody please opt in again? How many people are you going to see? You're going to see some, and you can even make the case, well, there's going to be really qualified people, but you really want to do that. Most people don't. I don't.
Hey, Mitch?
Yeah.
This is Peggy. Can I just add something to that?
Yeah.
I've got people that are, like, switching from, you know, other companies over to Easy Web Automation, and they have to go through this double opt-in process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty standard across the board from my experience. They only keep about 25 to 30% of their list when they do that.
So, and I believe you know the stats on that. So if it's 25 to 30% of the list you will keep, meaning you lose, you're saying, about 70% or more of your list.
Right.
Let's say you have someone who you have signed up as an affiliate for Easy Web Automation and they put their business on it, and hopefully they're really happy, I am, but let's say they're thinking, well, should I pay this month? Well, Peggy's telling you, or should I go to another system? They will lose 70% of their list. So that is why it's such a good investment in your time in selling it as an affiliate, because people, first of all, in my opinion, get the best system, the most integrated system, but once they're on it, they're not apt to leave. And my own experience is when I signed up for this audio product as an affiliate, I was their top, let me just say what it was, audio generator. In about 4 years ago, they had an affiliate contest. I won it, okay? I'm really proud to say that. I made over $1,000 a month selling audio generator, and it's a great program. I still use it, but then Audio Acrobat came out, and who knows what's going to come out there. You get free audio, for all I know. Well, I hate to tell you, I lost so many people to other technologies that I started saying, well, gee, is that the product I want to invest in my affiliate time? But when I sold Easy Web Automation, I virtually don't see any drops. I just grow. Because of the reason I told you. That's why it's worth your time to become an affiliate for Easy Web Automation, because, number one, millions of people are coming online and need an e-commerce solution, and two, once they're on the system, they stay with the system. Okay? Hope that makes a compelling case of why this is the strategic way to go. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'd like to see if there are any questions out there. It can be on affiliate programs. It could be how you can get involved with us. It could be on Easy Web Automation. I hope some of you just go out and buy it and use it. It's the system I do use and have for 8 years. Now, Peggy, we have a system. Another cool system is our web conferencing system, which, by the way, is Easy Live Conference. If you ever wonder why my bridge calls are the best, the quietest, and we can do things like we're about to do, which is say to you, if you have a question, press *1 on your keypad. If you have any question for me or any of the other people on the call, press *1, and then we will know, you know, you're ready to go, and we'll just answer the question. If you have a question for anyone else besides myself, that's fine, too. It could be on business building, affiliate programs, anything of that nature. Peggy, do we have any takers yet?
We do. You ready?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy from All Is Well. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I've been wanting to get Easy Web Automation for quite some time now. I am using another program, and it's really awful, and I don't want to use it, and I do have tons of things to set up automatically. So I want to get going on that pretty quickly. And I was just wondering, if you have another program and you move over to Easy Web, you know, all your database and everything, do you have to retype all that stuff in?
It's kind of what Peggy was just saying. There is the problem with the Internet, and that's the problem. It's actually an attempted solution that they don't want people just taking big lists and importing them onto systems like EasyWeb or any of the other systems. So there's a double opt-in, which means we can import all of your people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they will get an email saying, are you agreeing that you want to be on this list? You know, the language will be nice. But you could well lose some people on the double opt-in, but that's going to be anywhere. Now, Peggy, can you technically add a client without the double opt-in if you do it manually by one?
No.
Okay,
so I can't just type them in?
They're really strict about that. You can try it, but...
Mitch?
It doesn't...
Yeah? Yeah, who's that?
This is Leslie, and when I pulled one of my businesses into BoostYourBottomLine.com, I had to go through some petition with them so that they could see, you know, it was basically I was still mailing my same clientele. I was just doing it under a different business name. And I ultimately was allowed to do that, but I did have to show them a bunch of proof that it was the same client base, and so that they were assured that it was not spam.
Yeah, so who's this, Cindy from All's Well?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how big your list is, but the question will be ultimately, it's a challenge for everybody. You may lose some of the people, but you can keep mailing to them on your other list for a while, you know, and keep reminding them where you are.
Right, yeah.
So there is a transitional way. Plus, you got to look in the big picture. Is the other system serving you? If everything's fine, you stay there. If you feel like you need an integrated system that does all the other things, at some point you pull the plug and say, I need what I need.
Yeah, I think it's time to do that. I mean, I definitely need an integrated system because I do e-books and I do all that kind of stuff. And I really want to be able to get to people every week, and I don't want to have to keep going and doing it.
Yeah.
So I think I really do need to do that, so that was my question. And as far as the affiliate piece goes, I'm working with someone who does web marketing, and she's pretty successful at it. And she, you know, I wanted to tell her about the system, so I didn't know, like, if would it be okay, like, if I put a link on my site, or can I actually put it on another person's site that does internet marketing?
Put a link to what?
To Easy Web, like. Like, in other words, she could probably really use Easy Web, and I was going to try to get her clients to get it from me.
Yeah, sure.
So I just didn't know how to do that.
Well, I'll give you a simple explanation, and David and I are going to create if you look at EasyWebAutomationVideos.com,
mm-hmm.
Look on the top link that says Affiliate Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Go read that page. It'll show you the 1, 2, 3 of stuff. But basically, at the bottom of that page, there's some banners. Okay, you can get any graphic off the web by just right-clicking on it and downloading it to your computer.
Yeah.
So you grab an Easy Web Automation banner. Then you go, as it says on the page I just directed you to, how to get your affiliate link. Okay?
Okay.
Then what you do is either send the link out or embed it in the banner, you know, which is just through any web authoring program or have someone like Peggy do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, once you've got a page, you can have a separate page called resources. Everybody should have a resources page on their site. Grab the Easy Web Automation banner, get your affiliate link, put it on your resources page, and then instead of sending them to easywebautomation.com, which will not give you an affiliate fee, send them to your own resources page. Say, click on the Easy Web Automation banner. That way you will be tracked and cookied, meaning that you will start getting checks in the mail the very next month.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Cool. And
You can do it that way, and I think it's even easier to go in and actually go into become an affiliate, go into your website. You're going to go to easywebautomation.com. It'll be your website. You'll go in, and where it says want to make money, you'll go down and grab the HTML code that has your affiliate link in it. It has the banner embedded in it. You can choose from three different banners that you would like. You just copy that HTML into the web page on your website. And, again, you could put that on your friend's website. You could put it on your website. As long as your affiliate code is embedded in that, anytime somebody clicks through that, you're going to get credit for it.
Okay.
And
cool.
Mitch and I did this. We just wanted to test the system and see how quickly we could do it. I had that up and on my website in less than 10 minutes, I think.
Whoa.
That was doing everything. That was going, signing up to become an affiliate, going to the website, grabbing the HTML code, going to my website, going into the admin section, putting that code into my back end of my website, and then putting that as a module. And you can go see it. Go to strategicmarketingadvisors.com. Look down the left-hand column, and you'll see Easy Web Automation. Click on that, and it sends you through. I get credit for it.
So what Dave's saying to everybody here is, even if you're not going to buy the card for yourself, but you see what I've said, that this is the best affiliate product you could do, within 10 minutes, you could have the banner up on your site with your affiliate code embedded in it. And then if you were to ever say to someone, hey, are you looking for an e-commerce solution? Go to my resources page. They click it on, and what if they're sold? Bingo, no brain, no work. You start accumulating recurring monthly paying people who generally do not leave the system. That's the plan here, folks.
Mitch, can I add something?
Yeah.
Well, I have it on my resources page, but I also have it on my store page. And then when I have the e-magazines, it's in the banner at the side, and I also put it a collection of affiliate links below the email that I send out announcing the e-magazine. So there's lots of places to tuck it in.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you.
When you were talking, Mitch, I was thinking about a product that I have developed that's going to go long. Mary and I have produced a book called The Procrastinator's Guide to Marketing, which is published with Entrepreneur Press. We'll be coming onto the newsstands and on Amazon in the middle of November. We are giving away a template library that we have developed. This template library is actually a piece of software, and it has a link page, and which is very similar to the resource page. If you click on the links, it opens up a separate page, and I believe, I don't know the exact number, but there's somewhere between 8 and 10 different affiliate links that I belong to that will be there. So when someone buys the book, they'll get access to the templates. When they get the templates and they open up and go to the link, they'll have access to Easy Web Automation, AccuConference, and about eight others that we use.
So what David's saying is it applies to people who are listening. He has a product coming out. It happens to be a book. You've got a product. Maybe you have an e-book, or maybe you have a set of templates, or maybe you have a little this or you have a little that. When people get the product, you include a little PDF that has an active link to EasyWeb through your affiliate link. Another cool strategy that I've used many times, and you can check this out at gmarketingfreebies.com. Some free stuff, gmarketingfreebies.com. The top thing is called Hot Marketing Tips. It's a downloadable PDF. It's free. But check it out, because this is what you can do. I created a Word document with some nice content in it. I embedded affiliate links to people like Yannick Silver, or it could have been Easy Web Automation. You would then give that, try and make it viral because it's cool, cool content. every time they click on the link, because there's a PDF file and you can make links active, anytime someone clicks through there, bingo, they go through your affiliate link to EasyWeb Automation. That's one idea. You can have a million-dollar Rolodex. These are my recommended resources. Bingo, through your affiliate link. On your email signature, rather than just saying Mitch Meyerson, gmarketingcoach.com, check out Mitch Meyerson. Check out these seven amazing audios, www.easywebautomation.com. You can use your email signature, and there's a cool way, and I'm sure Peggy is a master at this, but you can have a redirect. And let me just give you this tip. You can sign up at GoDaddy or your favorite registrar with something like shopping cart super success secrets, whatever, okay, something that hopefully is still available. You can then, once you got that domain, redirect your affiliate link through it. Just like, you notice I'm sending you Easy Web Automation videos? Well, I just registered that. And the point of the matter is I could have put that through an affiliate link. So that I don't need to be cooking on my own cart, but what if you did? What if it was Easy Web Automation Cart Solutions? Say it's available. You put your affiliate link right in there, so you say it on a call or you say it to a friend. They then click through, it goes through your affiliate link. That's a tip that you really want to think about. Peggy, do we have any more callers? Questions? Hi.
Hey, Mitch. Hi, Mitch. It's Lou Bartone, the onlinevideoguide.com. And I'm just wondering, if you're still in the process of building your list, you don't have an enormous list, how can you, you know, support the program or be a big affiliate when your list is not that enormous?
Well, first of all, and that's a good point because that's where a lot of people are, is if you really believe that this is a product that hits the list where they need to be, and first of all, the relevance is so important. It's not like a huge list, but does this list need this thing? And if it does, that's the important first step. Then once again, Lou, if I were you, I would do what I just said, is get an affiliate link embedded in a domain. And mm-hmm. your situation, you do online videos. I would put up, this is what I would do. I would put up a YouTube video with, like you were thinking about doing with me, with a cool viral element, and then have the domain be a redirect of your affiliate. Put it up on YouTube, and at the end, go check out Easy Web Cart Solutions or whatever, or Lou's Cart Solutions.
Right.
If people click through there, they're immediately through your affiliate link. I think in your case, I would go viral with a video.
Right. Great.
And,
thank you.
Of course, with your own list, you know, the question is, do they know you're offering this? You know, there's ways of putting in your email signature, as I said, but I think with you, a viral video would be cool.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Great.
Hey, Mitch, talking about the redirect, if anybody's at their computer, if you type in myeasywebautomation.com, that's my affiliate link.
Okay, so Dave just gave you an example of how he went to GoDaddy or whatever registrar, said, oh, my Easy Web Automation is free. He put a redirect through it, and bingo. See, now if you happen to listen to him on a call, he says, check out this card. It's at myeasywebautomation.com. You know what you're going to type in? It's myeasywebautomation.com. And for those of you doing it right now, he's probably going to get an affiliate fee on this cart. Which is fine.
If you do that, then it'll take you right to the affiliate link, and you can sign up right there.
Yeah, so that's a great solution. Good point, Dave. Any other questions, Peggy?
Yeah, we've got one more.
Okay.
Hi, this is Cindy again from All Is Well. I wanted to get Peggy's contact information. I didn't get her website.
It's
Peggy?
PeggyMurrah.com. And that's P-E-G-G-Y, M as in Mary, U-R-R-A-H.
A-H?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, so if that's our last question, Peggy, and we're hitting the top of the hour, let's just have a closing statement too. First of all, thank all my experts who are people I've met just like you guys on the call. You know, let's partner. If you feel you want to be a super affiliate, type an email to me, mitch@gmarketingcoach.com, called I Want to Be a Super Affiliate. But only do that if you're really a proactive person and you really want to make affiliate money and you're willing to take some action. I will then forward that also to David Scarborough, and we will get you in. We are looking at opening up a new Moodle online forum called Easy Web Automation Users. We have quite a number of users, but we want to have to train people more in affiliate marketing because I believe it is absolutely essential. So let us know if you're into that. And if you haven't bought EasyWeb Automation, go check it out until Friday night. There are some big, big, big bonuses. And once again, check out the affiliate contest for the Guerrilla Marketing on the Internet book. And ask yourself, would that be a doubly cool thing to not only earn the passive revenue, but get in the book with Jay Levinson featured. And once again, it's going to be a big feature because there's a whole section on this contest. And then who's the winner? You with your website. Okay, I'm thinking that's about what we want to cover today. So thank you all for joining us, and we will see you on another call soon. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, Mitch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.